through a middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Yotes, the Halachas of Boyer, Sif Beis. We spoke about in the first paragraph about the three conditions, GHI, that's necessary not to be Boyer. And now the Mechaber continues, Sif Beis. A Boyer Oichel Metek Abseles B'yadeh. Someone selects the food from the waste matter with his hand, La Nichai, but to leave it over. So you don't have the eye, you don't have the immediate, you don't have the miyad. To leave it over, even for that same day, then it's like as if you're selecting for storing it, and you can be liable for a bur. You're doing the food from the waste matter, because it was the waste matter from the food, then even if you did it for immediate usage, would be liable, like we say later on. This is what he says, if he did it by hand, same thing would be if he did it with a plate or a funnel, sieve cut and yud, meaning it as long as it wasn't with a tool that's designated with it, sieve cut and yud. Nasibhulu, so it's like as if he made it to like for storing it away. The Ravinyan Breda, because most of the ideas of selecting who Allah's man is for a later point in time, because Allah alta when it's for immediate. That's the way a person eats. You pick out what you want to eat from what you don't want when you're eating. So then the norm is when it's for a later point in time, you select everything, even by hand. So that means he's saying that's considered normal because we want to say that there will be the boyer that you're chayef for. For sure, if you use some type of tool. But if you're selecting with a sift or a sievar, or he's selecting the waste matter from the food, then it's recognizable that it's for the purposes of brayru, even immediately. So in other words, he's saying that how could you have brayru that you can michayev for if you're doing it by hand? He says, yeah, because if you're storing it for a later point in time, that's normal that a person will use it whatever ways, even by hand, but if it's for immediate usage and it's the good from the bad, then that's considered derech achila. Then you would only be chayav if you used the special tool that you for bar. So that's his differentiating and saying that how you can still be chayav beyad if it's la'oitzer. Sivkot nyadav, and therefore if a chayav you can be chayav, even though it's for later that day, but it's not for immediate usage. Okay, and therefore yeshlizar, one has to be careful about mashu noigim oilam, this that the world has the custom la'ochan abitzalim b'chaymetz. They prepare the onions and the vinegar. Like he's a tikkun Michael, so the shlishes they want to like prepare some type of dish for the third meal. Min, as a they select the good leaves from the those that are moldy and the wormy. That one should not do this. Only close to the meal. The gamis are supposed to be careful. Not to select the moldy ones to take it out from the good. That's taking out the bad from the good. That he had the custom to appear this one before Shabbos. The kashlizar b'nyabrib is very difficult to be careful regarding the ideas of selecting regarding this. Whoever is stringent does this, Tavala Brachas is all your Rabbah, definitely blessings should come on his head. However, can't protest those who are lenient. You can rely on Dramas and Sevav. But you have to be careful. All that we wrote, again, to have all the three conditions that's necessary. Siv Gimel. And also, you know, meaning to do it right before the meal, you know, as Rama wrote. Someone had in front of him two types of foods that are mixed together. One, nuts and raisins. Bar echad mi echad, as you could, if he selects one from the other one, as umanich lech amanich, and he leaves hasheni the second one, kedei lechol miyad to eat right away. Meaning he could select one from the other one, and if he's eating it, if he's taking it to eat right away, so he's taking out the raisins to eat it right away. That he could do. Agosar jamosh nemini dalkim, two types of fish. That's called two types of foods. And therefore, it's forbidden to select one from the other one. Only if you have all three conditions. He does it by hand. And it's to eat it right away. So that's taking the good. And it's immediate. So you have all three conditions. Even though the pieces are large, each one is recognizable on its own, it's still considered as a tarevis that you would have boir as a problem. If it's all one species, let's say you have kugel, big pieces and small pieces, and you're picking out the big pieces, let me make a bray, that's not called boir. I follow you, even though it was two types, and you're picking out from both of them, let's say there's two types of meat in the dish, and you're picking out from both of them together. Agadoz Mutakitan is the big piece and the small pieces. Oi, Lahapachot, the other way around, picking out the small pieces from the big. Sure, that's permitted. However, in the bar, min echem techaver, since you're not selecting one type from the other type. So that's the Jumas Desh and Simon Zayn. Continues in Machaber. So it's been bear ben Nikolach Azman. Now, if you're selecting a leaf for a later point in time, I feel about B'yam, then even for that same day, that you're selecting in the morning for later in the day, Chayim, then one would be liable. Says the Mishabruah, Sivkot and Yud Beis. So he said that if you have two types, you could select one from the other one, and Omaneach Hasheni, and you leave the second one. What it means to say is the one that you want to eat right now, that's considered like the food item. And the second one is considered the waste matter. If that's the case, so I mean that's the chiddush, because even though it's not waste matter, but it's essentially like the bad. So you have to select the one that you want to eat right away. That's considered as the food item. Well, I'm going to leave the second one in the plate. But the other way, no. That would be like, you don't want the raisins, you're picking out the raisins, that would be problematic. The camel, because we hold the asa liver, now select it. Even if you want to eat the second type right away, it doesn't make a difference. You can't select the first one that you consider bad out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like the opposite.
Yeah,
the second day,
wants to
eat right away. It's
in the brackets. No, in other words, you put it to eat it right away. That says, "Let's sip kanya gimel achlam yad." Ritzlemishi yiver he's selecting it to eat it right away. It's just clearer with the words in the prints. But you can say manich lechem yad. He's putting it down to eat it right away. Right. It depends how you translate what manich means. If you're saying manich means to put away for later. So then that's you're leaving the second one, which is the waste matter, to eat the first one right away. But you can read a maniach lech miyad, you're taking out this type and putting it down to eat it right away. I have to eat it from hand to mouth. So that's you're saying shibra isa shreitz lech miyad, v'leibra isa shreitz lech miyad tzudacheres, and not to select the one that you want to leave for the later meal.
So that was what the Rama was mentioning in regard to his case, which is the same idea. Of the two fish, that's called two types of food items, that you can't select one from the other one, only by hand, like we said, only if you come and eat it right away. And even though the large pieces, Sivkot and Yudal, Chalachot, B'chol, and each one is recognizable on its own, Ritzlam, what it means to say is like this, Mekamokim still, Shaykh Vazebrer, the Halacha Bar still applies, Kimin She'ein Musudag is called Men B'chnei Atzma, since not, each one is not organized on its own, El Murav Me'achat, all mixed together, that would be considered a problem of Bar. But when it's all one type, even though he's picking up big pieces from small pieces, sip contest, well, they make a brayer that's not called a brayer. Unless if some of them are not so good, like the other pieces, like for example, I got a little bit burnt from the force of the cooking. Certain pieces of fish, and he wants to pick out those that were not so ruined. Let's say some of the pieces of fish are from a raw fish, and some are from dead fish. But it's liver ale male, he wants to select one from the other ones. B'chol zeh, all these types, even though it's the same species, shaykh brer, the halacha of the isra brer would apply. But so if liver zeh, it's a lechel avshem, you have to select the one you want to eat right now. B'damei mamash, l'al mu'pash, and b'sifav, and therefore it's similar, literally, to the case of the moldy leaves, which they're all the same type, but some are good and some are not good. But apuchim, now regarding apples, that you have chamutzim and metukim, you have the sour apples and you have the sweet apples. Mustavik of Primogod, I'm not sure, imikim menachim, if it's called one type or not. Vimachmas chamitzusai, and if it's because of its being sour, ain't raw lechel, it's not edible, have a bevadi temelopsis, then for sure it's similar to waste matter, to bad. And of course, then there's the Isser of Bar. And even if it be eaten under pressing situations, it's going to be rabbinically forbidden. It's similar to the moldy leaves. on this level sefalv, like we mentioned before in sefalv. Now, behind the taz machmud, the taz is stringent. I feel bit menechet, even with one type, shle yibra not to select, lo isa shoritz lechalata, only the one that he wants to eat right now. Or she kech stam and the babi yada, or she take a stam, unspecifically what it comes to his hand, la nechel sudacheres, or to leave for another a meal, lo derech brera, not in the way of selecting. Disagree with him, and they agree with the Ramah that ruled like the Truma Sadeshin. And the Ramaschal Hayulafanov. Prima Gadim is not sure if someone selects one type from another and he has a mind to leave both of them for a later time. If it's Shaykh with this Brera, that, so which one would be the good one, which one would be the bad one? Look over there. So the Bialacha, according to my humble understanding, seems obvious from the Lashon of the Rambam that he holds that the selecting, what you select one type from the other one, and through that each one is independent, that is the actual Malacha. It's just that if he has a mind to eat it right away and it's in his hand, so that's Derech Meichel. So if that's the case, so says the Bialacha, that's a Kabochem. If we're you leave one type in its place, it applies the name of Bayer. For sure, here where you take each one independently and select it for itself, for sure you can be chayv. Now, in Prima Gadim, on this that it's brought over there, that Yalada sift the chelmin from the chelbin, the egg, the yellow from the white, through a strainer, which is similar to a nafa nachvara, even though it's called two types, the reason is because you're not sifting it to eat it. Rather, you're doing it to make the coloring of the mustard better. And this he proves over there that the same thing is, you're allowed to select two types of food items, one from the other one, even through a sifter and a sieve, where you don't want to eat them right now. So the Re'alacha, according to Hamel and Stanley, it's not similar at all. Over there, both of them are not meant for eating ever, because the chelbin gets mixed with the waste matter of the mustard, which it doesn't want to eat, and the chelmin goes down to as the color, not for eating. So therefore, doesn't apply on this name of butter at all, because you're not remedying it through selecting forever for eating. But when you're selecting two types of food items, each one from the other one, to eat each one independently later on, so for sure you'd be misakin both of them through your brayer, and it's full-fledged butter, it says like we wrote. To maskul shlimin ha'chalim, if someone had in front of him two types of food items that mixed together, he could select one from the other one if he's eating it right away. So it says that really this paragraph is superfluous because we already wrote this halacha in Sef Aleph. He's only saying it because of the Seifa, that if you select and you leave it for a later point in time, but this halacha was not mentioned because in Sef Beis it's not talking about only what Oichel Mesailis and not two types of food items. The Maskel Umaniach. So he said, okay, you can select one type from the other one and you leave the second one so that you eat this first one right away. So look at Mishra Sivkot and Yud Beis. The Lashon Lechaber is quoted from the Rambam. They are in this simple understanding that he leave it for others or for himself. The Ramah adds on the words, like someone was asking earlier, you put down Hasheni, the second one, so that Lechol Miyad. And he deviates from the intention of the Mechaber and the Rambam to let us know that the one that he doesn't want right now is like the Psylus. And therefore, you have to select the one that you want to eat dafka, the way the Truma Sadeshin writes, said the Prima Gadim. Now, if the Pindah Rambam is also a Grandma, it's not clear that, because there are Gedolim that don't hold like this. So, like I say, with my Matcha that brings Nimir of David Arama and his interpretation to the Rambam, that he writes that by two types of food items, even though you're not eating what you're selecting, only what you're selecting with your hand, you're leaving for that day or for tomorrow, and you're eating the other type, it's permitted. Because we didn't say it's forbidden only when you're selecting full-fledged psilis from Eichel. It's not the case over here, where there are two types of food items. Whatever you select is to eat it right away, it's going to be permitted. That's the Lashon of Maimon Matcha. That's written also in the Sefer Megillat Esther, according to the Shita's Rambam. But in practice, it says the Bialach, you should not remove from the words of the Truma Sadeshin and the Ramah, which is the sources from the words of the Rush, where it's a Taisa that they write, that you select the one that you don't want. It's not clear if they mean for a later point in time or even for immediate. Then they disagree on the Rambam and the Smag and the other Paiskim that they hold that Psos Mateich Eichel immediately is going to be Chayiv. And also, since the Ge'er in Yisrael Reisa, so we should be Machmer and only pick the one that you want, not the one that you don't want. The Maskel Lechem Miyad, so you leave the second one so that you eat the one that you picked to eat it right away. Now, Sefer Shavuos Yaakov, he asks on the Ikam Malacha Boyer, even when you select the bad from the good, why you chayiv? But it's what's called a melacha shein tzrich legufa. You're doing something that you don't need for the thing itself, because you don't need the psilis to waste matter at all. You're just selecting it to push away the harmful element from him. So it's like taking out a dead person to bury, where you don't need the melacha b'tzon, there'd be not chayiv. So why are you chayiv and bayir? So he answers that the idea of melacha bayir is that the psilis, the waste matter, is not fit to eat. And then also the food item, that's not fit so much to eat with the waste matter mixed inside of it. Because of that, he's separating the psilis from the eichel. If that's the case, the malacha is not called on the selecting of the waste matter. It's just that you're being masak in the eichel, you're remedying the food item that should be fit to eat. And that's what's it's a malacha that you need for the actual eichel itself, that you're making into a full-fledged eichel. And according to that, it's specifically psilis from the eichel, where you're not fit to eat at all in the beginning, and now you're making it a food item through the selection. But two types of food items, when you're separating one from the other one because you don't want to eat it, that's considered melacha shein tzrich legufa, because since this eichel that you want to eat right now is fit to eat, even if you don't separate from the other eichel, and the separating is only because right now you just don't want it, so that's a melacha shein tzrich legufa. That's his words. So says the Rilach, if that's the case according to his words, that it would be that the words of the Rambam that I mentioned in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph, l'shitas, the melacha shein tzrich legufa yechayiv. But according to us, that we pass from melacha shein tzrich legufa potter, you should not be chayiv according to this in the case when you select the one that you don't want to eat, even with a tool, and only if you select that one that you want to eat immediately and with a tool or with your hand and for a later point in time. But it says the bialach is difficult because according to his words, so why is the rush and the other paiskim that the whole melacha shein tzrich legufa potter, the halacha of the one that you don't want to eat, that is called psilis. And it says you can't say that they're quoting it to be lenient, like it's obvious from his words over there, that obviously you have to say that he holds that also by two types of food items that are mixed together, that each type gets better through the selection of from the other one from it, and therefore it's called melacha tzrich legufa. Says, but this is all not applicable only when the types are mixed together, each one with the other one. And then you remedy one type by selecting the other one from it, which is not the case when it's laying there in the plate. Each one on the one that's beneath it, and you remove the one that's above it so that you can get to the one beneath it, that wouldn't have any tikkun that it should be called melacha tzrich legufa. And moreover, it seems that even it's not even Isra Rabbanan over there. And even according to the one that says melacha tzrich legufa, you can be chayiv, even that would be permitted. As it sounds like in Lashon Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch that says Hoylefanav, that it would moraven. It sounds like, but if they weren't mixed together, then it wouldn't apply the name of Bayer, that you're moving one type from the other one. And even if you want to push him to say that this, that it's not organized one. Each one on its own, it's already considered muravin, and they would apply the name of Breira. However, it would seem that not to be stringent regarding this, only when you remove the one on top and he has a mind to do a selection so that he can leave it later, a later point in time, then it's included in the category of Bayer. Then you could say that's considered a malacha, and so it's a malacha tzrich legufa, because since by you removing it, you're preparing it for later on, it doesn't make a difference if you're preparing it for this day or for some other day, but if you're not thinking regarding it at all, rather you just want to remove it so that you can get to the what the type that's beneath it, that's not included in Bayer at all. And that's similar to what the Shulchan Aruch Paskin and Simishin Tezayin Tzibzayin regarding trapping a snake, that if you're engaged just that it shouldn't bite you, it's going to be permitted. And that's even according to the Rambam that hold the Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufa, that generally Chayim, as in the first one where they write, the reason is because since you don't want the actual trapping right now, just to separate it from it, so it's not considered, it's not in the category of Melacha Daraisa, so to over here in our context, that he wants to remove it only to get to the type that's beneath it. And regarding Psilis from Eichel, that's different because you're making the Eichel better through the selection, which is not the case over here. You're not making the type that's beneath it better through that. It's only through the actual selection that you're selecting one type from the other one, and that doesn't apply over here, as we wrote the proof from the trapping of the snake. Now, even though there's many places that disagree, and the Rambam, they hold that the primary reason is because the Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufa is potter. If that's the case in our situation, you should also say the same. That's at least the Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufa, because the type doesn't get better with the one that's beneath it through that. And he doesn't want also with the selection of the type that's on top of it, like inherently, it's just to remove it and to get to the type that's beneath it. And even over there, there's at least Isra Rabbanan. And it's only because in a situation of danger, that damage, that they weren't geyser, that they permitted. However, it seems that in our situation, one doesn't have to be stringent regarding this, because the Trumas Hadeshin himself is inclined in the beginning to be lenient, even when they're mixed together very well, and he wants to select it so that he leaves at a later point in time, and because it doesn't apply the name of buyer, where each type is recognizable on its own, and it's not stringent at the end, only because of a concern of a chiyuv, look over there, and since we verified in our situation that you don't have a liability, in all situations it seems, says the Be'er Lofa, that one does not have to be machmer regarding this. Some of the dirshus Dershu number 10. No. Dershu number 13. If someone wants to separate two types of food items, one from the other, actually dish number 11. The Be'alach had quoted the words of the Rambam, and from his wording he was medayik. So the Igle Tal is also medakti from the words of the Tosefta that says, "Nis arvoloi peris beperis." You select this one independent of this one independent, you're going to be chayiv. So when you're selecting two types, and also if he doesn't want one more than the other one, you michayef abar, and that's how the Chazon Yecheskel also, Chazkel Abramsky also writes like that. There's number 12. The Be'alach had said that you're not being misakin through the selecting. So for this reason, Rishon Zalman permitted to utilize a sink that has a filter for the spigot from the waste matter in the water, because it wasn't made for the remedy of the waste matter. It's just to hold back the thick waste matter from coming down into the pipe and to clog it up. And that's what's been Omal Yashub and Nizikir Elitz. Dishu number 13. Someone wants to separate two food items, one from the other one, at a time that's near the meal time, and he's interested in eating both of them for the meal. One in the beginning of the meal, one later on in the continuation of the meal. So Moshe holds that it's forbidden to take out the type that he wants to eat later on in the meal from the other type. The situation is considered as being bur the psalus from the oichel. And that's what Nizik Relitz is inclined. But Avin and Yashav holds that you're allowed to do that since he wants to eat both of them by the meal. So both of them have a loch of oichel, and it's like being bur oichel from oichel. Dish number 14, if someone selects one from two types of food items because of his friend who's interested in eating this type right away. But really his primary purpose in the selection is to remove one type from the other type. For example, let's say someone's taking out the onions from the salad because his friend is interested in eating the onion. But really his main point is that he doesn't want to have the onions in the salad. Shlomo Zalman holds that he's allowed to do that. Another Rishon Lakish holds, and whatever, he's not sure about the halacha. However, if when he's taking it out, he doesn't know who wants to eat it. But then he's going to go around by everyone around the table to say, hey, who wants onions? So too when he's stretching it out to a specific person and he's like trying to get him to eat it. Shmuel Orbach holds that's logical that this is considered the primary taking out was to remove from his food item the psalus, and therefore I'll do that. There's number 15. He said, since you know they're not organized each one independently, they're just mixed together. So what does it mean that tarot? What's a mixture? Ms. Grelitz holds that it's not definitive what's a mixture. It all depends on what people consider. That if in their eyes considered as mixed up, so then it's like a tarot. But if not, it's not like mixed up. That's also opinion of Rosna. Small pieces that are mixed one with the other, for example, two or three pieces, the Shvisa Shabbos writes that since each one is recognizable on its own, they're not considered as mixed together, and there's no problem with birds. Only when there's many pieces, then there's a bird. Someone opens up a melon, and they want to remove the pits. Someone's on hold, there's a lot of shake them out. They can not consider it as mixed together with the melon. He's also inclined that it's a lot of remove the pits, remain the melon after you shake it out, that even they are only like placed inside, and not considered mixed together. Lemaisi writes, should do it close to the meal. Another one, this grill tells, you're not allowed to remove or to shake the melon from the pits that remain that are connected to it after the first shaking. Now, to scatter a mixture of different types or a mixture of food and waste matter on the table or something like that so that they shouldn't be mixed together, and through that you can then select them. L'chorin disagree, you're allowed to do that. Shubhazik is Moshe writes that you're allowed to do that. Another Rabbi Yashav holds that's forbidden. Shlomo Zalman holds that someone else is allowed to go ahead now and select the items after you scattered it, but for the one who scattered himself, Shlomo Zalman is not sure if he's allowed to go ahead and select them. Now, however, to scatter the mixture with the intention of selecting and eating right away, B'yashav also permits, and even that through the scattering, he distances the type that he doesn't want or the waste matter. That's not a problem when that he's scattering it like that. Now, a pile, you have mixed in it many types of fruits or garments or something like that, and this girl told that you ought to take the type that's on the top of the pile, because since it's on the top, it's not mixed with the other ones that's beneath it. That would be adds on. It's forbidden to organize the whole pile by taking the upper one and organizing in its place. and then afterwards taking the one that remains on the top and organizing it, sotur and so on, in such a situation that is remedying the pile, and that would be problematic. Dish number 16. Let's say the two items belong to two different people. Let's say the big pieces belong to Reuben and the small ones belong to Shimon. And they want to select each one, his part. Shimon is not sure if that's considered as two types, because although he said big from small, it's not a problem. But maybe when it's two different people's stuff, it would be like two different types. Dish number 17, Chalas, that part of them are baked very well and part of them less. This girl told that that's not a problem about butter. It's only an essential deviation in the food item. For example, fish, that some of them are moldy or burnt. Then it's considered psalis. But a small deviation, that doesn't make that into psalis to be a problem about butter. There's number 18, how to qualify the difference between a mixture of apples that are sour or sweet, where it's not sure if it's considered as one type. But whereas regarding a mixture of pieces of meat, where some of them are roasted and some of them are cooked, he writes for sure they're considered two different types. If Shmuel Orbach explains, because cooking and roasting are two totally different realities. But sweet and sour is just a different taste. A piece of fish from one type, that some of them have more bones than the other ones. For example, let's say the tails of the fish that are mixed with other pieces, Shmuel holds that does not make it into two different types. There's no problem about butter. There's number 19. Different parts of the bird. For example, let's say the thighs, the breast, the wings, from one type of bird that are mixed together, machlik is a place where they consider two different as different types. Shlomo Zalman writes they consider two different types. Another one, Yashiv, and this girl told that's considered one type. Just number 20. Oh, that's tomorrow.